Hey, wake up. I know you can hear me. Open the window. It's freezing out here. Oh, hello. Wow. What are the odds of bumping into you all the way up here? Oh, come on, don't be such a grouch. And don't pretend you aren't happy to see me. Yeah, I know it's late. And I know Master Farah told us not to climb around on the outside of the temple. She was very clear about that. But I mean, tomorrow we'll both be light years away from the temple and Master Farah's precious rules. Why not live a little? As far as I can remember, the Jedi Code doesn't say anything about late night climbing. Okay, fine. I wholeheartedly apologize for courting the dark side by climbing a little bit. It was absolutely shameful of me, and I'll meditate on it. Now, will you let me in? You know, it's not that I don't love clinging to the wall like this, but I made the mistake of looking down a minute ago, and I'm ready to come inside now. Please. God, that's better. Climbing around out there is exhilarating, but it is cold. So, this is your room. Kind of weird that I've never been in here before. Even weirder that you've done nothing to decorate it. I mean, I know Jedi are supposed to renounce attachments, but not even a bookcase? A lamp? Anything? I think you might be taking the ascetic monk thing too seriously. Have you ever thought of... You're frowning at me. Why are you frowning at me? Are you still going on about that? Okay, look, I'm sorry for waking you up, and I'm sorry for making you complicit in my after-hours mischief. Again. But look, if you promise to wipe that awful grimace off your face, and... if you promise not to tell Master Farah that I've been sneaking around, I'll treat you to one of these delicious cakes I stole from the kitchens. Oh, and you also have to promise not to tell her I stole them. Deal? Perfect. Negotiation really is a Jedi's greatest weapon. Here you go. They were nice and warm when I took them, but I think the climb might have cooled them off a bit. Sorry. Good, right? Somehow they taste even better late at night. So, which one of us is going to congratulate the other first? We did it! We passed the trials! Like, we're going to be real, actual, genuine Jedi! I mean, it's about time, too. God, we were the oldest initiates I'd ever heard of. Old enough to drink, but still too immature to hold a lightsaber. Well, okay, I guess we're not supposed to drink, but whatever. Okay, I mean, just think. By this time tomorrow, we'll have met our new masters, and we'll have our Padawan robes, and we'll be out amongst the stars. A whole new kind of training, a whole new life of adventure. Can you believe it? Where do you want to go first? Oh, I hope my master takes me to Ryloth. Twi'leks are so interesting and beautiful, and I've always wanted to see how they... Okay, well, yeah, I know Jedi aren't supposed to care about adventure. And I don't, really. We are scholars, peacekeepers, and champions of harmony. Those were our vows, and I believe in them. You know, adventure is way low on my list of priorities. But I mean, adventure is still on my list of priorities. Like, I was born on Coruscant, you know? Like, up until now, the biggest adventure I'd ever been on was the shuttle ride from the lower city up to the temple. I've never been anywhere. I've never known anybody. Would it be so bad to want that? I've never had any friends or any family. Besides you, I mean. And I think you're the only family I've ever had. How messed up is that? Yeah, I know. Like, we're not supposed to want things or get attached to people. Like, I get that, but it's been hard lately, you know? Like, the masters, the other initiates, you. Everybody means a lot to me. The universe means a lot to me. I want to protect the universe. I want to protect everybody. I want to protect you. Can I ask you a question? I'm excited to start training, and I can tell you are too, but don't you feel just a little bit afraid? Yeah, I know. I know fear, you know, isn't the Jedi way, but we're not real Jedi yet, so forgive me for a brief moment of weakness, okay? I'm serious. It's just, well, you've heard the rumors, right? Do you think it's true? Do you think the Sith are really coming back? Yeah, I don't know what to think either. I hope they aren't. Our whole lives, the Masters told us, the Sith had been extinct for centuries, ever since the old Sith domain was destroyed. And if they come back now, I don't know if I could handle that. You know, going to war, I mean. Like, we've been trained to, you know, fight, and we've been trained to resist the dark side, but I don't know. I'm not ready. I don't know if I'll ever be ready for that. You know, to risk my life, to watch people die, to be ready to die myself. It's a lot, you know? It just scares me is all. Yeah, you're probably right. It's, you know, it could just be a rumor, like, no reason to freak out prematurely. We're probably safe for now. It's just, have you ever tried, like, reaching out with the Force? Like, really reaching out as far as you can go, you know, just to poke around and see what's out there. No, okay, well, I have. And I felt, I don't know what I felt. I felt life, sure, you know, tons of weird exotic creatures and other planets and far-flung tribes and civilizations, but when I reached out farther, when I really tried to see what was out there, I felt it. I felt the dark side. This black, hungry, powerful void on the edge of existence. It felt cold, and it felt dangerous, and it felt so strong. So strong that it was like I wasn't reaching out anymore. I was being pulled in instead. And it knew my name. I could hear it in my head. Called to me. It said, Lyra Tol, I see you. I know you. I know your fear. I know your pain. I can heal it. And I saw things, like everything I've ever wanted, all laid out in front of me. It looked good. It looked so, so good. So good that I could feel my resistance crumbling. What did I do? Well, I stopped reaching out, of course. You know, I severed whatever connection I opened, and I meditated until I was sure it was out of my head, you know, until I felt the darkness fade away and the light come back. But you don't understand. It was so strong. It was overwhelming. If that's what we're up against, like, if that's what we have to fight, I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I'll ever be strong enough. Thank you, my brave Jedi Knight. Like, I appreciate the offer of protection, but I'm older than you, you know, and I have more training, and even if it's just a little bit, but, you know, if anything, I should be the one protecting you. But can I tell you something? I mean, it's not actually the fighting that scares me. Not really. I mean, that's what the training's for. What I'm really scared of is, I don't know. Like, have you considered that after tomorrow, we might never see each other again? Like, if the Sith are as dead as the Masters say they are, then, you know, great. We'll be together again soon. You know, we'll continue our training and become respected Jedi Masters and serve long terms on the Council side by side. Easy peasy. But if they are back, if war is coming, then we'll be shipped off to far corners of the galaxy and we'll spend years on distant worlds. And if we ever get into battle, there's no guarantee we'll make it back. I don't know what I would do if I could never see you again. And don't get on my case about attachments, please. I know the code, I promise, but you're important to me, okay? And that's just the way it is. And I'm sorry if it makes you uncomfortable. I can't help it. It's just, you've been right here next to me for as long as I can remember, and the thought of losing that, it just hurts. And I don't know how to deal with that. Like, that's all. Do you know what I mean? No, wait. Don't answer that. You know, it's probably best if we stop talking about it. I wanted you to know, I guess, and I'm pretty scared of what comes next, but just promise you'll still think about me from time to time, okay? No matter what. I know it's stupid, but humor me, all right? Will you promise? Good. Hey, I just thought of something. When's the last time you and I actually trained together? God, it's been years, hasn't it? Oh, I guess the Masters wanted to keep us separated. Can't imagine why. Calm down. I only ask because I'm curious about something. Well, you know, when we were younger, I was always the stronger one, so I... Shut up. I was totally stronger. I used to throw you around the training room like a rag doll. You can't tell me you... Oh my God, that was one time. And you cheated. Okay, well, I guess we'll just have to agree to disagree. Anyway, I was just wondering, which one of us is stronger now, do you think? Because, not to brag or anything, but I've gotten quite a few force tricks under my belt. Like, check this out. Want another cake? Let me just float it over to you, like so. There. Pretty cool, huh? No, wait, no, don't throw it back at... God. Okay, well, since this is your room, you're gonna have to clean that up. You know that, right? Okay. Point taken. You're pretty good at force throwing. But have the masters taught you nothing? The might of the force lies not in power, but in subtlety and grace. So, you know, what if you can throw a cake across the room? The real high-level stuff is a lot more gentle. Like, how's this? You probably didn't notice your hair sticking up in the back, did you? Well, let me fix it for you, just like this. There. Much better. You're ready to hit the town. Oh, you can do that too. I mean, I know I was just out in the wind, but I highly doubt my hair is as bad as... Oh, wow. That feels kind of strange. Oh, what? Oh, no. Oh, you don't have to stop. It just feels kind of nice, I guess. It's like fingers running through my hair. I can feel it on my scalp. It's so soft. Nobody's ever, yeah. That's nice. What if I used the force to touch your face? Like this. How does it feel? Does it feel like fingers running across your cheek, over your brow, over your lips, wrapping around the back of your neck and pulling you closer? Okay, we shouldn't have done that, right? I don't know if the Jedi Code mentions kissing exactly, but we probably shouldn't have done that. But I think I want to do it again. Do you? Yeah. Good. We're Jedi. Jedi don't. They're not supposed to. Oh, listen. We can't take this too far. But But I still... I want you to touch me, I think. Will you? Will you touch me? Just a little bit? Yeah. Yeah, okay. Just right here. Over my robes. Just put your hands here and gently... Oh, yeah. That feels nice. Yeah. Just like that. Nobody's ever touched my breast before. Oh, it feels incredible. Oh, go on. Oh, squeeze them. Squeeze them hard. You know, I've never told you this, but a year or so ago, I snuck down to the lower city and picked up some holovids. Some restricted holovids. I've watched them many, many times, and in the vids, the women, they didn't call them breasts, they called them, tits. I think I like that word. So, here, let me take my robes off. So you can see my tits. Do you like them? I've never shown them to anybody, but I want you to see them. It's exciting. Oh, the feeling of your hands against my skin. Oh, grab my tits again and wrap my nipples. Pinch them. Oh God, yeah, yes. Kiss me. Oh, hey. Oh, where's your other hand going? I don't know. I don't know about that. We've done a lot already, and you know, these things are probably off limits for a reason. Okay. Yeah, yes. Let me slip out of these undergarments. Okay. Now. What? Well, yeah, of course I'm covering up. I feel a little bit, you know, exposed here. I'm all naked and you... Okay, at least take your robes off first. You know, meet me halfway. Oh, thank you for this generous gesture. You're a true Jedi. Such chivalry. I'll have to find a way to repay you. Okay, all right. You held up your end of the bargain, so I guess. Ta-da. You know, in the holovids, they called this, a pussy. What do you think? That's okay. I'm not sure what to say either. But... Do you want to touch it? Yeah, just put your hand right here. Feels really good. Yeah. Slide your fingers, you know, on the outside. Oh, you know, be gentle. Oh, do you feel that? It's getting kind of wet. Keep doing that. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, yeah, you can go a little faster if you want. Oh, the part at the top, it's really sensitive. So I. Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. Keep going. Oh, keep going. I think I want you to try going inside, but I think it's supposed to hurt, so can you go slow, please? Just a finger, okay? Rub it around the outside, you know, around the opening there. Oh, fuck. Now, push it. Oh, push it in slowly, like, yeah. That feels. Oh, it feels strange, but I like it. I like it a lot. Oh, fuck. Push it deeper. Now, just a little deeper. Slowly. Oh, stop. Oh, take it out. Oh, no. No, you didn't. It's okay. Something just, hurt. No, it's not your fault. I think that's supposed to happen the first time, but it's okay. It doesn't hurt anymore. You can keep going. You want to, what? Use your mouth. Well, I mean. Yeah, I saw some men doing that in the vids, but it looked kind of, you know, complicated, I guess, and you know, not to mention, I mean, it's all wet down there, and using your mouth. Okay, fine. If you want to try it, I won't stop you. I don't know what to tell you to do, so like, just. Kiss it, I guess. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's so good. Wait, let me just run my fingers through your hair. My real fingers this time. Keep going. Keep licking me. Oh, lick my pussy. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Just stick your tongue inside. Oh, put your tongue inside me, please. Please. Oh. Mm. Oh. How does it taste? Oh, good. Good. It feels... Oh, it feels amazing. I've never... Oh, fuck. Keep going. Keep going. Oh, oh yeah. Do that again. This sucks. Right there. Right at the top. Oh, fuck. Yes, yes, keep doing that. Keep doing that. Oh, suck. Suck there. Keep sucking. Oh, your finger's back in. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's it. That's just... Oh, fuck. Just put your fingers in deep, oh, nice and deep, and oh, press like that, press up. Oh, press that spot at the top, just keep, oh, keep sucking me, keep fucking me with your fingers, oh, oh, fuck, oh, I'm clenching down on you, just, it feels so good, oh, God, something's happening, oh, it feels so good. It feels, God, keep, something is building up. Keep going. Go faster. Keep going. It's happening. It's, oh, God. Oh, stop. Oh, it's so sensitive. Oh, wow. That was... Well, I'm not sure. I don't know what that was, but... It felt amazing. What? It's called coming. Well, look at you. Is it possible I'm not the only one who's been watching Naughty Hollowvids? Come on, don't be shy. It's a little late for that now. All right, fine. Blush away, my pure and innocent Padawan. I'll be over here, recovering. I'm still shaking a little bit. That was intense. It was like it shot through my whole body and filled every muscle with light. Does that make sense? Well, probably not, I guess. No, bear with me, but it kind of felt like the Force. You know that feeling you get when you're meditating? When you're like reaching out and trying to feel the Force connecting your body to the rest of the universe. It was like that, but way more like extreme, heightened, I guess, like physical. Like just for an instant, I could feel the universe's energy flowing through you into me and back out again. You know what I mean? Yeah, I guess not. It was a pretty new experience. But I could show you if you want. I mean, you did it for me, right? Why don't I return the favor? You know, generosity befits a future Jedi, don't you think? I'm blushing again. Come over here. Come on. Let me hold you for a second. Just listen for a second, okay? You're really precious to me. Really precious, and I don't know if I've made that clear enough. I don't know if I would have made it this far without you. If you hadn't suffered through it all with me, I think I would have washed out a long time ago. Whenever the training got tough, whenever I struggled with my connection to the Force, I could always take a step back and focus on my connection with you. The connection that's always been there. I could focus on that and it would make me strong. Sometimes it felt stronger than the Force itself. And a minute ago when you did that to me, I could feel that connection stronger than ever before. It was overwhelming almost, but in a good way. It was overwhelming almost, but in a good way. Like we were the same thing, the same creature. Connected physically, connected through the Force, and connected through something else, too. I want to cherish that connection, you know? I want to bury it deep inside me, so it'll always be there, even if we can't be together anymore. I know you feel strange about this, and I do too. I know the Masters would be furious if they knew we were doing this. It's not a very Jedi thing to do. But is it okay? Okay, just lay back and pull down your underclothes for me. Yeah, there you go. Oh, wow. It looks so... You're so... No, I'm not surprised. It's just... They look different in the vids. Cocks, I mean. That's what they're called, right? Right. They look smaller on holograms, I guess. You know, when they're not attached to Wookiees, that is. Shut up. Don't judge my viewing choices and I won't judge yours. Now, just be quiet and enjoy this, okay? I want to see if you feel the same thing I did. I'm not really sure where to start. Is it always this hard? No. Just for me. Wow, how flattering. Let me just touch it. It's so soft and warm, and it's twitching. Does that feel good? When I wrap my hand around it and move it up and down and squeeze it just a little. Oh, I feel so good in my hand. You feel so good. I think it does feel good. You're getting bigger, harder. Oh, it's okay. You can moan for me. Moan as loud as you want. Nobody's gonna hear us up here. Just let me stroke you and moan for me while I stroke you and reach out. Reach out with the Force and feel this. Feel me. Feel both of us together. That's what I want. I want you to feel what I felt. Oh, I can feel it. With with every stroke of your cock and with every twitch in my hand, I can feel you. I can feel all the life around us surging through you, through your hard, pulsing cock and into me. Can you feel it? Can you feel it yet? That's okay. You will. I know you will. Maybe if I just kiss it like this. Taste beautiful. This is good. It feels. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, I feel so close to you. I'm swirling my tongue around your head and sliding my lips down the shaft. Oh, I can feel your heart beating. Fuck. Feeling of your skin. Under my lips. Tracing the veins with my tongue. Looking right here, just under the head. Oh God, I've waited and I've wanted this for so long. Oh fuck, I just didn't know it until right now. Oh, I'm so hard now. Hard and warm, pulsing in my mouth. Oh, doing this to you, making you hard. Makes me feel so powerful, so alive. I never want to stop. It's too big. I can't take all of it into my mouth. I feel so full of you, and oh, it's incredible. Oh, you're leaking. Oh, it tastes so good. Tastes like you. Sweet and salty and oh, so slippery. Makes it easier to take you a little deeper. Oh, I'm making a mess. Not very Jedi-like of me, but I like it. I like making you messy. It feels real, natural, and it just feels so good to have your cock in my mouth, to feel your passion, and I feel your energy flowing into me. Does this feel good? I want it to feel good. I want you to feel that incredible pleasure building up inside of you. I want you to feel connected to everything and to everyone, to me. I want you to feel that perfect moment. I want you to come. I want you to come for me. Can you do that? Will you come for me? Yeah. Okay. Okay, focus and reach out. Reach out as far as you can and feel the force flowing through you. and into your cock as I suck it. Faster. And faster. Feel me, baby. Feel me. Do it. Do it. Come in my mouth. Come for me. Come. My breath. I'm all flushed. Wow. I can still taste you. Taste. I never knew a person's body could taste so perfect. So right. That was incredible. I mean, if it always taste that good. I might need you to whip up another batch for me as soon as you. Hey. Are you? Oh no, you're trembling. Here, let me just hold you. Just. Are you okay? Are you? Did I? Oh no. No. I'm so sorry. Did I hurt you? Did I? Oh God, did you not want this? Oh shit. I swear, I didn't mean to. I just, you know, I got carried away and shit, I thought that you were. Okay. I'm confused. You felt it? You did? You felt us? Yes. Oh, yes. I knew you would. I knew it. Wasn't it unbelievable? Indescribable? Like you were more connected to the Force than you've ever been before. Like you were the Force. I felt it too. When you were coming, I don't know how to describe it. It was like you were pouring into me. Well, yes, in the obvious way, but also in another way. Like your spirit was pouring into me. Like we were one. The same presence in the Force. The same person. I don't know, that sounds silly, I guess, but it was beautiful. And it was real. I wonder why the Masters never told us about this, you know? Like, it felt so pure, so light. It's gotta be good, right? I mean, it has to be. How could it feel so warm and welcome and natural if it wasn't? Yeah. Yeah, it has to be, right? It just has to be. I'm sure of it. What? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess. Well, the Masters must have had their reasons, but still, I just don't understand why they would... Whatever, it's not important. Just kiss me again, would you? You're so precious to me, and I'm so glad we did this. Even if we can never do it again. Even if we can never see each other again. I'm just so happy I got to spend this time with you, with my best friend, the only person I really trust, the person I love. Yeah, never mind. Well, the sun will be coming up soon, and when it does, we'll have to say goodbye. I guess I should get going. I would hate to get in trouble on my first day of Padawan training. But hey, just promise me, okay? Promise me that you won't forget me. That you'll think about me whenever you can. That you'll reach out for me. You know, that you'll remember that moment, that perfect moment when you and I were one. I know I'll never forget it, and it would mean a lot to me if you did the same. Do you promise? Good. If we ever meet again, I'll hold you to that. Now, just hold me for a little bit longer and give me one last kiss to remember you by.